Okay, so in the previous daf, we had started to discuss parallel cases of laws of Bishul on Shabbat. So now we turn to that again for a moment. So the Mishnah on Shabbat says that if you have a pot that's no longer on the fire, Shlo Aleish, so you can put spices. You can't put spices on it, right? This is the sugya of Kaleh Bishul, right? Things that are cooked, right, so quickly that even non-inclusive Rishon. They are and they're not inclusion at least, they're going to be cooked. Right, these are things that are usher to be cooked at all. And right, they're cooked even on Iru and Klisheni. And we know, right, this is one of the questions by T. Right, that if T is Kaleh Bishul, so then they would be cooked by Klisheni. Now in the Rishonim, the assumption is that if Klisheni is a source of Ko is Klishlishi, and hence under the assumption that tea is a Kaleh Bishul, so Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both forbid making tea on Shabbat except from essence. Whereas Reb Moshe Feinstein and Shlomo Zalman are despite what it says in Rishonim, come up with the idea of Klishlishi, that even if Kaleh Bishul are not going to be cooked with Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, are going to be cooked rather in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, they won't in Kli Shlishi. And we talked about, is that because of Bishul? Is it because of lack of heat, or is it Ein Darko? But anyway, the Gemara here says, can you put spices in it below Milamalot, and then do Iroi, pour in it from the top? So Rabbi Yonah says Aser, as we just talked about. This is the halacha we have in the Bible, Kali Bishul, the Iroi Kikli Rishon Hu, and pouring is like the Kli Rishon. And Chayli Rami Yonah Menada, we support it from the following in Zvachim. Right, there we're talking about the meat of a chata, which can only be eaten for a day and a night. After that, it becomes notar. Shlamim, it's 2 days. Pesach, obviously, which is, this is very significant, we're just talking about. So Echad Shebishel Bo. No, sorry, and there it says that if the notar flavor is absorbed in a metal pot, so you have to do, right, you have to kosher it through Marika and Shtifa, between purging it and rinsing it. So whether, and this is true, whether you cooked in it in this clay, roteach, or you poured boiling water in. The Rosh Rilio here quotes the source. Right, which is also found in the in Zvachim, right, which is Ukli Cheres Asher Tivushal Ba, or he quotes in the Bavli, Yishaver, Bo Yishaver. It says Bo, right, in it Yishaver. I mean, no matter how the flavor gets in, it has to be broken. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, Taman, Kli Cheres Balaya. Says, well, there we're talking about Kli Cheres, and that absorbs easily, as we know. It doesn't let go of it. That's why it can't be kosher. Tavlin, Ein Mitbashlin. But by spices, they don't become cooked. Now, this is strange, because the Mishnah Zvachim is probably using metal kelim. Because we're talking about something that can be kashered, and you can't kasher kli cheres. So hati Rabbi Yosef Rebon va'atani, but the bright says af b'chli nechoshet kain. The same is true by nechoshet, because the continuation, the drasha there is well minayin mikli nechoshet kain. Mikli nechoshet kain. Tamal lomar ter tivushal bo yishaver. So idlach meimar kli cheres bo leya. Can you say that copper absorbs more easily? No, it absorbs like anything else. Now, based on this, it seems to be that Irui from a Kli Rishon is considered Bishul. And that is how Rabbeinu Yonah paskins. The Ran, on the other hand, says that maybe he was just being Doche, Doche, the proof, but not necessarily taking a firm position on this. And if you look lahalacha, Now, much is discussed about this Yerushalmi. I mean, obviously, there are many important sugyot in the Bavli about the status of Eruv, right? The main one being in Psachim Ayin Vav, that's the right, this sugya of Ilah Gavar and Tata Gavar, where the Gemara there says Idmar Cham L'Tocham Derech Kol Aser, that if hot goes into hot, so everything Aser Tzon L'Toch Tzonein Derech Kol Mutter, cold into cold is Mutter, Cham L'Toch Tzonein L'Cham, if it's hot into cold and cold into hot, so Rav Amar Ilah Gavar Ushmol Amar Ta Gavar, and they're trying to figure out whether this is by Isser and Heter, whether it'll create a problem. The other sugya, as we just mentioned, is the sugya in Zvachim of Kalim that you koshered, that you cooked carbonate in, and again you have this Yerushalmi both here and in the parallel in Shabbat in the third perek. And is it the halacha? So Shulchan Aruch paskins and Shinyud Ched that Asur li'tein tavlin bekara uvelara l'mikli rishon. Right, you can't put spice and chlor from the Rishon. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though spice is not here, Kali Abishal, but the Tavlan Ein Vashal Kli Rishani, even though non-Kali Abishal spice won't cloak in Kli Rishani, Komogar Iru Imi Kli Rishon, Kaimalon, the Mevashal Kadei Klipa. Im Iru Lehedya, Le Angela Nizakiloch. If the stream hasn't stopped, or that's one of the important qualifications, so then Iroi will be considered Mevashal. Now the Achronim say that this might only be lechumra, right? The Taz notes this there in Shin Yud Chet Tet Zayin, right? And therefore, that means for Kasher and Shabbat we're going to be machmir, but Iru and Klirishon we might not be makil in the context of Kashering. The Rebbe Kveger also notes that this is only when you pour directly, but not next to it. And the Shvitat HaShabbat said in certain cases, right, you could be Mekel in cases of Shogeg. Okay, there's a lot, obviously, discussion of this. What if it's a thick food? But let's go on. So Ma'alarat Imakiloch, right? So this, I already probably should have waited to do this, but right, can you pour with the stream directly? Right? Right, meaning... So according to the Ramban, Rosh Shirley, Pnei Moshe, what we're asking here is even if you're Mekil by Iroi, what about if you get the Kiloach mid-air? The Marafolda, though, says it's asking if you hold that you can cook, is this even when there's a distance? So or not, Amar le'rachinim v'reidir avilel, machloket r'biona v'rabiosi, this machloket, Yonah says aser, Yossi says... Mutter. And if Yitzchak bar Gufta boy kumri mana also came to Shabbat, if you did it on Shabbat, Chai Mishum Mavashel, or again, I got ahead of myself here already, something halacha, but is it considered Bishel or not? Chai Mishum Mavashel, also came Basra Chalav, Chai Mishum Mavashel, Basra Chalav, is it going to be? Because obviously, Basra Chalav, you have three Surim, Bishel, Hana'ah, Chilan Hana'ah. So is it Bishel for all of these? And as I said, right, we might paskin that it is Lachumra, right, and therefore, but not for Kula necessarily by Kashering. So Amarlei, Kaidamar Rabbi Zeira, Ezu Chalot Barur. He was asked, what is full scalding? Now this is based on the Sugya on Chala, on the first Perek, that you're chayiv to separate Chala only for something that's baked, but not if it's scalded, right, not like pasta and things like that. So kol sha or mahalech tachtav. It's if the fire is underneath it, meaning it's boiled. Ezu tavshel bar. What does that mean? Was full cooking? Kol or mahalech tachtav, which means that iroi midoraita is not going to be. And again, we saw this that according to the simple pshat of Yerushalmi, the only bishul doraita is bishul ala eish, and iroi would not be. Does the Bavli disagree with this? So the Ran assumes that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi disagree, and that the Bavli holds that you can mavashal kli rishon even when it's not on a ish. The Gra disagrees. And the Gra says maybe it means it needs to be the kli that was once on the fire. Therefore, even kli rishon shal ala ish can be mavashal midaraita, but a kli sheni or a kli that was never ala ish can't be mavashal daraita. And then we talked a little bit about the kli sheni, kli shlishi issues. Before. Yehuda said that you can pour oil into anything except for something that's vinegar or brine. So the Yehuda Melech Ketzir, he holds that salt is like brine and yain chometz, and wine is like vinegar. Okay, so now we go to Halacha Hey. Right, we talked about anything that you mean to dry, so it's Gemara Malacha when they finish drying. So ha'igo mishachluk, round pressed figs, it's only when you glaze it. They would put some sort of liquid on it to give it a shine. Or the Rambam says it's not glazing it, but to sort of polish it by rubbing it with stone or marble. And now we have some machlokot about this. Machlik mdenu ba'anavim shel tevel. You can glaze these figs with the juice of other figs or grapes of tevel. Yehuda oser. Now why? So even though some liquids can be considered, like oil, can be considered chayav, things that are completely insignificant might not be. And Yehuda holds that they are significant, and therefore they are tevel. Hamachlik ba'anavim. If you glaze this this cake of figs with grapes. So now we move to Hechsher Tomar. It's as we talked about, they're the seven liquids. So if you do it with grapes, you rub the grapes on, lo huchshar. So even the wine is rubbing a grape, that's not considered a liquid. We're going to see that there might be a different explanation of this this later. Yehuda Omer Hochshar. Yehuda says that the grape juice that comes out when you squeeze it, that is considered like wine, and is Mochshar Lagabel Toma. Now, these figs, are they processed? So maybe they were put in barrels, and these were the ones that were meant to be in barrels. From the Rash, it says that we're talking about something in barrels that were in fact squashed to make cakes, right? Or we're talking about things that are going to be stored, and therefore they aren't normally glazed. Now the Rambam is a different understanding. It's not talking about the glaze, but as we said, but smoothing it down. So based on that, he understands the machloket differently. The first machloket, right, where you polish it, it enhances the way it looks, but it also makes it decay faster. And the Tanakhama says you're allowed to do it because it makes it better in a certain sense, even if it has a cost to it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, right, because you can't destroy them. And for the second machloket, again, the Rambam thinks we're talking about polishing. And the question is whether the juice that comes out naturally when you squeeze it, according to the Tanakhama, listen, you want to maintain the juice ideally, but here, you know, you were smoothing it down, and what came out is worthless, so it's not Mokshul Gabal Tuma. And Yehuda says that no, you want it to become wet, and therefore it is Mokshul Gabal Tuma. Okay, so now we go down to other Gemara Malacha. Ugrogrod Mishia, those dried figs. Or when you press them into a barrel. Again, we just talked about the barrel. Here is that things that are going to be stored, or is that things that were, or being stored as cakes in the barrels. Umigura mishiagel, dried figs in a storeroom when you smooth them down, or possibly, according to Rosh Rilio, it's the kli that you use to mold the figs. And we're talking about things that won't be glazed. Hayadash v'chavru magel b'megora. If you're pressing dried figs into the barrel, smoothing them in the storeroom, nishbra chavenitcha magura, and the barrel broke, the storeroom became damaged, and they fell out. Lo yochman arai, you can't eat from them arai, because you already intended to do gmar malacha, right? And therefore they reach gmar malacha. And b'yosi matir. He says it's not completely done until they're placed in the barrel in the storeroom. And since, right, you have to pack them in, Right? It's not just putting them there, but they have to be packed in. And if it broke, so it wasn't packed in, and therefore it hasn't reached a Gemar Malacha. And therefore, according to him, you can still eat Arai because it didn't have Gemar Malacha. So now the Gemara says, we go back to Machloket Tanakam Yehuda about the glazing case, or according to the Rambam, the smoothing case. So Chananya Birei Dirabi Yosi Amar Ma Pligan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. What's the Machloket? But Tevel Shenidmal Midivrayhem. This is only something that is Tevel Mi Dirabanan. I mean, not something that didn't have Riyad Pnei Abayit, or we're distinguishing here between wine, which is Tevel Midoraita, and these other liquids that come out, which are only Derabanan. That's the number our fold understands it, right? So it's not just the Gemar Malacha Derabanan, but the Heftza here is only Chayv Midoraitah. That's the difference between grapes and, you know, a wine and, like, squeezed out grape glaze, whatever you want to call it. Aval Tevel Shindel Dvar Torah, but it is Tevel Midoraitah Torah Af Rabbanan Modi. So then it will be, in fact, any juice that come out, it'll make it tefel. Rabbi Mona Amar Le Stam. Rabbi Mona says this without attributing it to anyone in particular. Now the Gra says that this is part of the previous discussion. Right, the Mechanani Rabbi Yosi had said the Machloket the Rabban and the Chacham and Rabbi Yuda. Right, was only about, right, was only in the case where it was Tevel Midrabbana, and he just said he didn't have any attribution for that, right, or meaning Stam, meaning without distinction, meaning everyone, Stam, meaning even if it was Doraita, right, Stam, Gra says, Bein Tevel Doraita O Dorabanan, he says, no, right, this Kula is widely accepted and widely applicable. So we often mention Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Kedaita. Rabbi Yehuda is like his position elsewhere. Rabbi and Kedaita, Ditani, because we learned in the Braita, in Taharot, Ditani, Zayit Shepitzu Adayim Esavot. If you bruise, right, you split open these olives with Tomei hands, Lo Uchru, they're not Mekabel Tomana. We've taught, right, so hands, we know, Midar Rabbanan always considered, right, Tomei as a Sheni. A stam yadayim tamei, right? Not obviously if you know you're matar or not, but stam is mitame. And therefore, if you bruise these olives, so now there's liquid, and now it's going to convey tuma. Lo ochshiru. Sorry. If there were liquid, it would be, but if it's just you're splitting them open, right? To soften them and sweeten them, but you don't care about the liquid, so even if there is a little bit of oil there, it's not considered. But if you're doing it in order for them to absorb salt, so then you want the liquid to come out because it makes the salt absorb more easily. Now, in the Bavli's version, the Braita, it's the flip. If you split them open, then they are hokshar lekabel tuma. It's because you want that extra liquid is going to add flavor. And if you only want it to apply salt, then you don't want it because in this case you only want to soften them. You don't need the liquid, right? So it's the exact opposite. It's the same principle that if you want it, right, then it's going to be machshir, and if not, but reverse interpretation of which one is the one that you wanted the liquid dafka. Leida in Yeshba Maim, if you just want to know whether there's any liquid in it, so then lo hukshru, they're not. Yehuda Amar hukshru. Yehuda says they are. So Rabbanan Amar Meva Vubodik. So Rabbanan say the reason it's not mukshar is because you're only looking for it. But you don't want it coming out, you're checking for it. Yehuda Amar Begufo Vubodik. Yehuda say you're looking at the oil itself, and you want, right, you want to see how much oil will come out. It's not just that you're checking this much, you want to see how much oil is coming out. Or Begufo Hubode, according to Rosh Cirilio, is that you could have just checked it without splitting it open. The fact that you choose to split it open shows that you at some level want the liquid to come out. This is similarly in our Mishnah, V'Hacha, we're talking about the liquids that come out of grapes and figs. When you glaze them, Rabbanan Amrim Mavu Machlek, he says he's using the grapes or the fig liquid itself, right? The ones from it, which are just zeya, and they're not machshel kabel tumah. You don't want to be yesh shelo machlek. You're using the essence to do it, right? You're actually using, you know, wine or something like that. Okay, now again, is this like the Bavli or not? It's a simple pshat. It's not like the Bavli, but some of the Mepharshim do try to figure out how it could work with the Bavli. Okay, we'll leave it there.